Welcome to another episode of the Beckler Business Brief. Recently, I read a story about Mark McCormick, author of the book, What They Don't Teach You at Harvard Business School. He told of a scene that he encountered at an airport when he was waiting in the ticket line. He recounted how there were two children fighting over an ice cream cone. In front of them was a woman in a mink coat. Well, we can all see how this is just an accident waiting to happen. As they got more aggressive and active, Mark wondered if he should interfere in order to prevent a potentially sticky situation. He was still pondering this when the girl suddenly stopped, looked at her brother, and said, "Charlie, if you don't stop, you'll get hairs from that lady's coat all over your ice cream cone." Now, I'm pretty sure this is not how the lady would have seen the situation if she had been aware of it. Most of us don't look beyond our own experience when dealing with others. We tend to see other people and events in the context of our own position, background, or circumstances. Having a different point of view on things can cause some issues. When someone takes a long time, what do you think about them? Typically, well, they're slow. When it's me taking a long time, it's because I'm detail-oriented. When someone doesn't do something, we think they're lazy. But when I don't do it, it's just because I'm so very busy. Well, I'm sure you get the point. Our perspectives can vary depending on our situation. The former NFL punter, Pat McNally, said that when he was at Harvard, they considered him a jock, but when he was in the NFL, he was considered an intellectual. Different perspectives on the same person. Both contain truth. Are you looking at things from all angles or just seeing things from your own vantage point? Your choice in this matter could go a long way in minimizing some of the drama in your life. Thank you for listening to today's Beckler Business Brief. Check out CoachBeckler.com for more insights on leadership, business, and success. Remember that success is a choice. What choice will you make today?